good spell. We join the Mariana good spell. It's awful honor and it's everything you wanted to know. Tune into the DS106 radio show. Intellectual conversation, the leaders of the game. They are bright, they are sweet, so go on, give them a tweet. The DS106 good spell show.
This is the DS106 Good Spell, fucking splendidly since 2013 on the DS106 Radio for Life. This is one of 106 bullets that were published in a blog post by the DS106 Shrink at 1:06 a.m. on Tumblr at the end of the Headless 13 run of DS106. Gospel radio for the DS106 generation, if you like. Mantras and Koans that explore the open online course Digital Storytelling 106. Meditations and rambles about education, openness, open education, art, fun and learning. I'm John Johnson, and with me as usual is Mariana Funes. Good evening, Mariana.
Good evening, John. And I hear that you've been swimming in the sea today in Scotland.
Well, not quite swimming. I was on the beach. So that's pretty good for the 1st of November. I did have hiking boots on, though. But there was people with bare feet pacing the sands, and I think it must have reached a heady 15 degrees in the shade. So, real hot.
Wonderful.
So it's been nice weather here in Scotland, and I guess the rest of the UK. So, especially for after our horrible summer, we're now into a delightful autumn, so it's pretty cool. So how are you?
I'm all right. Praying that we're not going to have lots of fireworks left over from yesterday, because otherwise we might have a guest appearance from Giffa Dog.
We can have Giffa howling. We can howl along with Giffa Dog, would be quite nice. Also, like some animal input into the good spell. We'll have a wee bit over the time. And I think we should probably start off by a wee thank you to Kathy and Jap. I was really, can I always just tweet out that we're going to be on at 8 p.m. UK time and leave it up to everybody else to figure out when that is. And we got two tweets straight away, one from Kathy saying 2 p.m. CST and one from Jap Bosman in at 21:00 Western Europe time. So it's like sort of a free DS106 mechanical Turk. that's what we've got here. So brilliant.
It was. It's lovely to see, because then you don't have to, you know, you don't work it out, but other people are working it out. Looks like Viv is also listening. Hello, Viv. Yeah. And we should say hello to Spike. See, no fireworks. We can't have any fireworks, because Spike will get scared as well.
Yeah, dogs, get your headphones on and just listen to some gentle conversation about DS106 and other things. Rambling on.
What's the topic?
Yeah, the topic, as I was coming to, the topic, we're in bullet number 59, which is, we just make art for life and for its sake, digitally or otherwise. And it's hashtag for life, as we say on DS106 Radio, with the idea that once you're in the snare of DS106, there is no escape.
So we just make art for its own sake, for life. This one was, it seems an obvious thing, and it seems something that, you know, we're always somehow or other talking about, you know, DS106 Radio for Life, and how, you know, the open participants kind of, you know, they arrive and they stay kind of thing, or some of us do. But actually, for me, it was a big thing, because I started DS106 with the idea that I would, do the course, complete each unit, make sure that I did it properly, and finished it.
Yeah.
Because it was important to finish it, know. So that whole thing about, you know, outcome orientation and about, I guess, you know, counting, measuring, making sure that, you know, you meet the objectives of everything. That was the kind of mindset that I had when I started. And somewhere along the way, I guess, by the time I wrote that, you know, last post of the Headless 13, I realized this very thing, you know, that actually it's, firstly, that it wasn't just, you know, artifacts, but that, you know, somehow this is a sort of journey into learning how to make art digitally or otherwise, and that it's something that therefore, you know, you just keep doing and you do for its own sake. And not, you know, just to finish off the one particular module or a particular topic or anything like that. So it was a big deal for me, although, as I say, with hindsight and for us looking at that, it goes, yeah, of course, that's the way it is. But it wasn't like that for me at the start.
So, I mean, right across the world at the moment, there's an education, the discussion about assessment and testing and all the rest of it. And I know President Obama has just come out and looks as if he's not as in favour of the amount of testing there is in schools in the States and the high stakes testing. And at the moment in Scotland, the government looks as if it's moving towards more assessment and more testing in a formal way. So it's quite interesting when you're talking about this, because I guess when you move from ticking off the units and finishing things to just being sort of immersed in something, that they are actually moving to a sort of more authentic type of learning, perhaps, that's more valuable than just learning for the test and bits and pieces like that. And I heard another podcast earlier this week, and they were talking about flashcards and how they were really good for learning stuff that you needed for an exam. But not maybe, and I don't know if this is true about flashcards because I've never really used them very much, but they didn't.
I used to use them.
Yeah, they didn't think that sort of learning, which was very much aimed at getting it right, was had the same sort of depth as maybe some other sorts.
I mean, I have seen, you know, thinking more widely than just, you know, my own experience, I've seen through my time in DS106 and the different runs that, you know, there are people, less so, I suppose, the university participants, because they are effectively in there for credit and, you know, so on. So I'm thinking more of the open participants. And some of them do come in like I did, you know, follow the course and make sure that you do your modules and that you complete your assignments. And for some, that doesn't change. You know, it is about the counting. It is about making sure that you've done it, you know, and that you can kind of, you know, put a check next to your, or a tick next to your list. But for a few of us, we kind of get to that place of, you know, the sort of hard fun thing, which is you're constantly thinking about how can you push things, how can you learn some more, how can you, you know, keep on improving what you do. But it is in the service of, dare I say it, if it doesn't sound too grand, in the service of one's art. Oh, good me talking about art.
I would always steer clear of that, the A word.
but now I'm not reticent anymore. Yeah. Now I'm just, you know, I'm going to be an artiste in my old age.
fearless. But I mean, I think it doesn't matter whether it's art or artifact. If you're making something and you're enjoying doing it, and it may very well be something that's not seen by many people or interest that many people, but you're enjoying and learning it. I guess that's quite interesting. And you're thinking of talking about art, you know, various people whose life's work has been discovered after they die. So they obviously got a great deal out of it. And on a smaller scale, we can get the same faffing about with whatever we're futzing with.
It's that thing, isn't it, about the kind of you're doing it for its own sake. I kind of, you know, I have always experienced that in the context of, you know, my writing.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of, because it's something that I have done all my life one way or another and that I cannot not do. So, you know, I kind of know that, but I've never really, you know, with the S106, it kind of expanded to making things and creating things that, to be honest, if I'm being, you know, if I'm being kind of really open about things, I never thought I'd be able to make. So that's my starting point. My starting point is that I watch some of the things and I go, wow, you know, it's like I never thought, including the fact that I've now, you know, registered and I'm doing this, you know, basic drawing course so that I can learn some basic things to be able to put something on paper. When, you know, all my life, well, I've been convinced that there is just no way that I could ever learn.
Yeah.
And that's thanks to the S106.
Yeah.
I never would have tried because I would have gone, oh my goodness, you know, why put the teacher through trying to teach me how to draw?
Yeah, yeah, but I suppose there's different aspects of that, as in, you know, some people who are artists and work at it seriously will say, you know, you need to be doing it at that level, but then there's other people that can just do bits and pieces for fun, and you can, I guess it's a continuum maybe, that you can join in anywhere you like. And possibly one of the things we freak out about is that it's, you know, we think that you have to be young to learn this stuff as well. And I certainly have found that I'm probably learning more now than I did when I was younger.
I just hope that that's something, you know, I've always kind of loved learning, and you know, it's something that I did think that it would be something that I somehow would, you know, stop doing, but I'm very pleased that it hasn't, because I do think that it is, so those are the sort of things, the keeping on learning and keeping on finding out things is the thing that keeps us that's me, that wasn't the dog throwing things on the floor. That's no good.
You see, I would have just blamed the dog. I've got this fantasy dog here that's sitting here making all the background sounds and the creaks at this end.
So, you know, you keep on learning things, and sometimes you don't even know what it is that you've learned. I was having a conversation with on her blog with Kathy. Because, you know, she's somebody I often think about, as she uses everything she learns to do pretty things and nice things for her family and for her family photos. And she's got projects going that are about, you know, putting everything together, you know, particular things, that events and things for the family. And I was saying to her, it took me years to put together the fact that I could make, you know, all of these things I was learning to make in the S106 and that I would put on the blog and I would put on here and there, that actually I could make things for my family and friends. You know, eventually at some point, you know, I went, oh, you know, I could make you something. And then I would start to, and then people, you know, my friends and people would go, well, why don't you make me a something for something, you know, whatever. And I go, yes, sure, I'll make you a something. But I was saying to Kathy, this is stuff, you know, it took me a long time to transfer the learning to my day to day, but then also it isn't something that I have ever put on the blog or put anywhere. I kind of make things for people, and they sort of go to whoever it is and for whatever purpose, but I've never done anything with them. And I thought that was interesting, because noticing that Kathy does the exact opposite, because she's always showing us how she's learned how to do this thing and how she's applied it too. For her family and doing gifts for birthdays and things like that, which is lovely.
Yeah.
But I never thought about it before.
No,
you make things for your friends and family.
No. Not very often. I sometimes use things I've learned in DS106 in my work. You know, as a teacher, a staff development officer, whatever I do, and things like that. So, you know, some of it spills over into other areas that way. But it doesn't really go over to say my family, other than annoying the rest of my family by using animated GIFs in text messages. But that's, I don't think they appreciate that quite as much as you would think.
But you could make, so I've done things like making birthday cards and things like that, or get well soon things, and or if they've got like dogs and, you know, and oh, lovely puppy, and I go, well, send me some photos, and, you know, I can make you a, you know, like I like to make those kind of creative edits with the posters from famous films and pets. I do a lot of those because I enjoy them. You know, I go, well, I could make you something. Oh, that's so lovely. We're gonna have that printed or something, you know. I'd never thought that it would be something that, you know, that people would appreciate, but they do. So there you go. You've got something to go away and try.
But there is other places that it spills over into, and in the show notes you've mentioned one which a few people are playing with, and it's back to our GIFs, but this is GIF It Up 2015, which is the opposite of what we're talking about, because it is a competition and you can win stuff. I think you can win a gifoscope. What do you call these things?
Gifoscope.
You can win a gifoscope, which is a sort of hand turning, it's like a Rolodex for gifs, I suppose.
It's an analog gif.
Yeah, but you can win this. So this is quite a few people are talking about in the sort of DS106 community about going in for this. And it ties in with a few interesting things, because it I suppose it's part of the open education, open library, open licensing movement, because the idea is there's several libraries, the DPLA, the Digital New Zealand, Trove, and Europeana to create a GIF from either a video or still images and things like that. Which is, I always find this quite interesting, because there's quite a lot of that sort of thing goes on around open content that people are sharing, you know, these libraries that used to charge you lots of money to use their footage or their images, or, you know, the Tate Gallery or whatever, and they offer it for free, and it becomes fodder for GIF animators.
Which is,
you know, given the seriousness of some of the stuff, and, you know, the over the years, the amount of time they spent protecting the copyright, it's quite funny that one of the things they're now encouraging is for people to play in the most sort of playful way you can think of.
We should put that link on the when we do the podcast, because I haven't seen Rochelle or Nanalu playing with Gif It Up, and I wonder if they are going to be submitting.
Yeah,
and they're working hard at it,
just
or not.
Keeping quiet. But I mean, there's some wonderful examples of animated GIFs, and a deal of playfulness on the GIF It Up 2015.tumblr.com, and there's links to that, to the actual competition page and things. So it finishes on the 21st of November, so we've still got
plenty of time.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
To look through all this digital material.
Yeah.
Interestingly, and this is veering further off than...
Uh-oh, you're veering away from our topic.
But, well,
tell us off.
It was... I saw, and I've completely lost the link to this, but a post by a librarian who was very involved in the sort of Creative Commons freeing publicly owned material up, and, you know, she was going about different things that were good for and bad for open sharing, and she was actually suggesting that the sort of, you know, this sort of gifing and playing in a playful manner with the stuff wasn't that good, because it distracted from the sort of more serious nature of some of the things.
Interesting.
And I don't think I would agree with that completely, because, you know, it's just one way that points to this stuff being open and free and useful. And it might be useful for me as in a sort of silly way, but for other people it might be useful in a professional way or for all sorts
of
things.
But also it becomes useful, certainly I would say for myself, looking through all of these archives for the purposes of a competition, for the purpose of, you know, doing something fun with it. Again, it's this thing, you know, for its own sake. The reality is that I would never look through some of those things and find out what's there if it wasn't because I am doing it to make something fun.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, they are not exactly designed in a, you know, jazzy, easy to use kind of way.
Yeah, quite often the sort of academic or the portals for these things are quite difficult to.
They are awful. Now, come on, let's just call it what it is. Yeah. They are bloody awful, as we say here.
Yeah. So one of the ideas, I suppose, is quite a lot of them post stuff. I'm thinking the American, and I can't remember the names, but there's various ones that just, instead of using their own portal for this, they just post it to Flickr. Which I think is a really great idea, because Flickr do that this stuff really well, or well, not so well as they used to, but they do it pretty well, and the search is good, and you know.
And there are people like Tom Woodward, and I bet you do it too. Do you help with the tagging?
No.
Oh, because. Tom does.
Yeah,
and other people do. I always mean to and never find a way way into it. But I think that it's just, that's the whole thing about the commons and the kind of crowdsourcing of things, which is just a wonderful way to you know, put lots of things and go, you know, we have so much, we cannot even begin to curate this, but help us. And people do, so that is, it is a lovely thing, and the British Library do that, and so you can access to things.
So maybe we can talk about that, this idea of picking up this idea of tagging later on when we're talking about some other stuff that's coming up in the list. And we've got quite a long list in the bit that we've talked about, GIF it up, and another one you've got in here is My Dailies.
Oh, the dailies, like the Daily Create and the Daily Stillness. You know, it's like, well, you know, you do that, sort of, you know, doing that is something that you just do for its own sake, isn't it? You do it because you enjoy it, like we've talked about before. You do it because you believe in it. Because, you know, all of that, but, you know, it's not something that one does as a, you know, as a, I must get it done and count the got it, you know, got three done today, you know. In fact, the whole idea about the daily creators is just keep going and keep going and keep going, so you never really finish it.
Well, the thing I'm kind of interested in this, because we're talking about doing things for their own sake, is that you now, as far as I know, populate the Daily Create completely. That is it is I would imagine quite a lot of work.
I should say, before we say any more, yes, I do, in as much as I kind of think of myself as the editor. But I would never be able to do it if it wasn't because we've got the same thing with the Daily Create as we do with other things in the DS106 community, which is that, you know, other people submit ideas, other people help shape ideas. I mean, you do yourself, a lot of people do. It's been less so in the new one. It's one of those things I'm kind of noticing with the new theme. But generally, you know, people do submit and ideas, if nothing else. Not all the ideas one can use, because sometimes people don't put enough detail. So they have something in their mind, and if they don't put an example, but then I can't always work out what it is that they meant. And probably sometimes I also work out something that is completely different from what they meant, because there's not enough detail.
Seems fine. Hopefully then they come back and you get two.
There you go. Say, no, I didn't mean that. This is the thing. But you know, you wouldn't be able to. Well, you know, it would be a lot harder, I think, if it wasn't because there are quite a few people in the DS106 community and outside, because there are some people that actually are quite into the helping with the DS106, but they don't do much actively with the open DS106, but they kind of pop a tweet somewhere or a say, here's an idea. Pat Lockley is an example, and he does only on Twitter. He every so often he'll goes and then he, now he knows I'm doing some things, he says, he copies me, he tags me or DS106, and lately, because he's got a mind, he's got a good mind for these things, I sometimes find Daily Create things that I see could become a Daily Create, but I can't quite see how to make the prompt, if that makes sense. And this last couple of weeks, you know, I've asked Pat for some reason, and he's given me just lovely ideas. I kind of go, look at this. This could be a Daily Create, but I can't work out how to. And he goes, how about this? Oh, you know, the one about recently about the, the remove photos, those photos.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw that and I went, there's got to be a way. And I couldn't think of a way. And it was his idea. He then said, you know, he said, what about doing it with a famous painting and removing something that is crucial to that painting? And so then I got the prompt. So, yes, I do it. But it is you know, a lot of work, but it's much less work because a lot of it is editing and putting together ideas that other people help me get.
But I think it still needs to be kind of noted that... you know, it follows on from this doing it for its own sake, rather than, you know, the vast amount of money you're making out of it, or you know, the fact that we mostly forget to say thank you, which is good. I just see Kathy coming online, and we've been talking about you, Kathy, all earlier, so you've missed all the nice things.
She's going to have to listen to the podcast now to find out that we've said about her.
Yeah, but you did want to talk a wee bit about a GIF, I think.
Oh, about, yes, because you know, we were talking about the idea of you know, making art and you know, doing it for its own sake. And I went on, because we were talking about Kathy's blog earlier, and I went on her blog today, and she's got this other habit, which I think is lovely, that each time there is a run of DS106 with a theme, she changes her banner with a GIF that is relevant to what's coming up. And she's been doing it for a while. I've always noticed, and it's nice. It's a lovely thing. And today I went, and she's already done one for the Western 106 that's coming up next year.
I'm just looking at it now, and it's tumbleweed.
It's efficient, that girl.
It's tumbleweed. And she's also been doing that super stuff with for we've been talking about GIF It Up 2015.
Yes.
That's a really nice run, which will be appearing, so we'll leave that for folk to look at, or you can head over to Kathy's blog and check it out there.
But it is, you know, one of the things which is, I suppose, the kind of doing things, you know, for its own sake, when it's about the open participants in DS106, I guess. Everything we do is like that. We do it because we want to. One of the things that I think makes it easier is things like what we're doing today, when we have, you know, a number of people on Twitter, for example, where, you know, we can talk and we know what they're doing. So you're also listening out for what's going on. And like the example of the GIF is an example of that, which is, you know, Kathy's been reading and knows that, you know, Alan is going to be doing this this Western 106 next year. And so, you know, that's part of the reason for them saying, okay, I'm going to update my thing and do my, you know, do my bit for, you know, just help that, kind of publicize that, as it were. But it all, you know, it's all about kind of attending to what's going on and then going, oh, wouldn't it be fun? Let's do that thing. Because nobody... you know, unless you go and see in her blog, you're not going to necessarily find out that that's something that she's done. But and I think we, a lot of us, do that just for fun. That often
so
we don't even show.
What's the one about the tree falling?
You know, the tree falling.
If nobody hears a tree falling.
Ah, yes!
So if nobody sees my GIF, it's because it's sitting in my hard drive and I haven't shared it anywhere. what is that? What does that say?
But does it exist if nobody sees it?
Yeah.
Don't send me down that road, John, because I'm just reading The Circle. Have you come across this?
No.
Okay, well then I won't even go, but it's about the kind of not so benign effects of social media and sharing. It was horrible. It was very good. It's a novel. I don't tend to read that kind of thing much. But it's one of these dystopian thingies that I like to read.
Well, The Guardian says The Circle is a deft modern synthesis of Swiftian wit with Orwellian prognostication.
Whoa! I've just finished reading.
Yeah. Good for you. That's only the first bit that obviously that Google pulls in. I don't know about the rest of the review. But yeah, it looks as if it might be quite interesting.
To be fair, I found it really quite gripping because it's a long thing, but I read it, you know, it was one of those books that you start to read and you can't put down. So, but you know, as I say, the topic was of interest to me. So, you know, that's if you're not interested in social media, it wouldn't be for you.
Yeah. Nearly everybody is now. But it looks quite interesting. Yeah, I'll just maybe check that out. The other thing,
the connection was to your point of saying, you know, if you don't share something, does it exist? Because of course, it speaks to this whole thing about how much do we share online? You know, what do we do it for? Do we do it because we want people to like what we do? You know, to make comments about what we do, or do we do it? You know, or would we still be doing it if it was just in your hard drive?
Yeah, I guess. Some of it, yeah, because it's interesting if you make things that are, yeah, just anything, I suppose. Do other people look at them? And there must be plenty of people who write, who scribble poems in notebooks, and they never see, you know, nobody else ever sees them. There must be people who make web pages. Certainly any stat counters I've ever put in any web pages of mine have been pretty disappointing, and I always try and not do that. Google Analytics, no, because you'll just get depressed there. There's that, but usually you do have in your back of your mind, oh, somebody will see this and, you know, they'll say it's nice, or, you know, that's why we do the daily create rather than just pick something out at random and do it. We do that because we've got a community and have a chat and all the rest of it. So it's for its own sake, but it's also for its own sake in a community, I guess.
Well, and part of what, I suppose, part of the values, isn't it, of the own sake is not just the artifact, but it's also the kind of interactive thing, which is what happens in the community context, which is you've made something, somebody else has, and you see it, and, you know, and that kind of conversation, you know, you could argue is not something measurable. It's not something that you go, oh, tick, I've done that. I had a chat with, you know, so many people in the ES106 community, but it is something that I think motivates us to do a bit more. I mean, I was saying to, and I think to you and a number of other people on Google Plus, I got a bit demotivated by the GIF it up at the beginning when I saw it, because I thought there's no way I could make, you know, GIFs as good as the ones that they've submitted. And then I got a bit demotivated because it was so difficult to find things on the different archives. And it was just lovely to go on the Google Plus community and, you know, two or three or four of you just getting involved and doing some things. And it just kind of motivates you to try again or to have another go.
Yeah, I don't think winning would be a reasonable aim unless you were very serious about this sort of stuff. But taking part is good fun because it gives you a reason, it gives you a direction. And I always like the GIF fight. Tumblr for that reason. It just gives you an idea to play with, and the reward you're going to get is somebody else is going to tweet it, or it might get favorited on Tumblr, but it's not really. It's just, you know, you're having fun with a bunch of other folk.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the fun of it, isn't it?
So that kind of slightly pushes against this for its own sake, because it's for its own sake in a social situation, I guess. Can we move on to the sort of last bit? I'm just bringing this back on topic like a ninja tonight. the last wee bit you're talking about, which is your Art on a Couch project.
Yes, I said my failed Art on the Couch project, because I had the intention that that was going to be.
Sorry.
Or it sounds fake.
Sorry.
What happened?
I just saw Viv's tweet, which is worth quoting. Yes, my arc welding extravaganza of June 2013 never saw the light of day.
Look at that
woman's talent has no bounds.
So she's saying that, you see, she does it even if it stays in her hard drive.
Yeah.
That's like my writing. I'm like that with my writing. I'm not sure that I probably would be like that with my GIF making.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure about, you know, all of the other things and what, you know, whereas I guess for Vivi would be the music. She would always do the music no matter what. The welding stuff. It is funny, the welding extravaganza of June 2013. We want to listen to it, Viv. Yeah. You're coming live next.
that would be great. Anyway. That was a detour. So we'll ninja back to Art on the Couch. And you said that you failed, but I don't actually think it was a failure, because the two or three that you did, and I did one. And for folk that don't know, this was your idea, and I'll just sort of appreciate it really badly now, was that you took almost a random thing that somebody had done for DS106 and gave it a serious
critique.
Yeah. And there was a set of rules.
Yeah.
And I know I did one, and that was it. And my intention was to try and do one every month or something like that, and I never did. But the person that I did it from was really positive about that one thing that I did.
Yes, I learned a lot, and I would like to do more, because the whole idea of it was to try and give some love and attention, kind of quality time to a particular thing, and yes, I would just pick you can select a random thing on the Daily Creator and on the assignments, and that's how I would do it, and just basically, you know, have the discipline to sit with whatever artifact that was, and then do a critique on that, so that I could learn about, you know, the sort of art appreciation thing.
Yeah.
But it required, you know, it does require to do it properly. Beyond the just, you know, it's great, it's lovely, or, you know, or I don't like it. It takes time, and I have not been able to find the time to do it. So I failed in that sense. But I still think it's a great idea, which I might pick up at some point.
One of the things I found really useful, because it is very difficult to leave comments on people's stuff on the internet in general that isn't just "that's great" or "that's horrible" or, you know, "you're a monster" or whatever, you know, the sort of comments that people put. I mean, people talk about blog comments, but this was a real, there was a system, and you had lifted it from an art critic of how to go through this, and it was very doable. And I'm just thinking that it might be a good idea that the folk who are involved in the, I mean, I don't intend at the moment to have an awful lot to do with the Western DS106, but I think I might just say I'll do some of that. There's 12 weeks or something of the course, so maybe I'll do 4 or 6 or something of these things on my blog. And that's not, that's almost a pledge. to do that. And it might be nice if some of us picked that up, and then maybe the wee Google group would be a good place to sort of link up on that one if a few folk did it, because as you pointed out, it's not actually so much for the person that you're doing it for, though it's very good for, nice for them, I think, that it's for yourself. That you learn an awful lot by taking a disciplined approach to thinking about somebody else's stuff.
Exactly. And Alan had the idea, which, you know, which I thought was good, which is that, you know, if in order for it to happen, that perhaps it ought to be incorporated and kind of, you know, used as an assignment, so that people could do it as an assignment as well. Yeah. So it's taught in the context of the course for the students, and then they could, because they have various things where they have to do critiques and things, not usually of their, you know, each other's work, but it, you know, it was an idea. But and that came out of really my sense of feeling that I don't give it, you know, that I often don't give it enough time and attention to the work that other people do. I guess that's how, you know, how it started.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, I've got to have a shot at that, definitely. This time, because I think that would be more useful for me than just doing the assignments I like again.
I should find the link. We can put the link on the podcast if for people, and I'll find, because I've got a I should revisit it myself, because I have a sort of submission form and I've got various things. I might just revisit to try and make it a little bit more friendly for everybody to use. I'll think about that and update it on my blog, I think, and then maybe we can put a link for people.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like almost we're finishing on a promise. What do you think? Yeah? And there's maybe somebody else that will join in and promise too, and there would be a few bits and pieces, so we'll get that together. So, is there anything else, Mariana, before we...
No, I think that's... We've gone over our time as well. Goodness me. We laughed too much at all the tweety tweets today. Uh-huh. Gone off topic.
I think we've covered most of them there in a fair fashion. Okay, so Rochelle's just tweeted in a link to a Tumblr post for DS106 Play. So here we go, we'll bump her out on It's a DS106 World, which I think was a combined effort at some point. I can't really remember the backstory now, because
Ron, wasn't it?
I'm too old. Yeah, here we go. So that's playing now, I hope.
Maybe family, people creating art together. It's a very, very DS106 world. It's a DS106 Good Spell world with John and Mariana right here on DS106 Radio. Sundays at 8 p.m. British time. Be seeing you.
And we'll be seeing you, or you'll be hearing us, hopefully, next week for another DS106 Good Spell. For life, Mariana. For life.
DS106 Radio for life. And Giffa Dog is just woken up now, so good timing.
Good stuff. Right. I'm hanging this up now. Cheers, folks.